Associate Professor Marie Yap is a psychologist from the Faculty of Medicine, Nursing and Health Sciences at Monash University, and she joins me this morning. Hello there, Marie.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Now, Marie, I wanted to talk to you about people who are going to find themselves locked down at home. There's going to be a lot of people who will find themselves at home with the children because they are talking about closing schools in Victoria, of course.
Yes.
For people who are going to be home with children, I can't imagine if there are adults already in a panicky state about the pandemic, what children are going through, and how does it affect really young children?
Well, I think for really young children, there'll be a limit to how much they could understand about what's going on. You know, so with that, really, it's a management of the parents' anxieties around the house and in their contact with the young children. You know, so keeping the explanations to the minimum, to the level that the child's able to understand. And I think for a lot of young children, they wouldn't fully grasp, the nature or the scale of the problem, but they'll probably just be aware that, oh, you know, I get to be home from school, or, you know, I get to hang out with my parents more. So it could seem like a positive to them. So it's really, you know, for parents to be really sensitive to where their child is at. And, you know, especially the younger children, there isn't the need to go into that level of detail, which is likely to build more anxiety in the child than is necessary.
And Marie, as your children get a little bit older, right, they're into double digits like 10, 11, 12, I guess the explanation of what's going on with this pandemic has to be a little bit more detailed.
Absolutely. And you know, with your older children, I guess it varies depending on, you know, what they are allowed to be exposed to, but they do get information beyond what they have from their family. So, you know, whether that's through schools, through peers, through the internet, you know, which a lot of young people have access to freely. So being tuned into what the older children have been exposed to, you know, having open conversations about what they've heard, what they're thinking about it, whether they have any concerns about it. A lot of young people are very resilient to these things. They perhaps, you know, are on the other end of the continuum, taking things a bit too lightly and making jokes about it. Humor is important, though, in the context of what's going on. So, you know, as long as it's not inappropriate and irresponsible in terms of, you know, who cares about this? Let's go out and play. within reason, it's good to encourage them to have humor and apply humor to the situation. It's, you know, in their communications with one another, you know, just to keep themselves going. And I mean, to some extent, it's almost like, you know, if there was a time to make an exception, you know, because of the isolation that everyone's going to go into, it's probably important that parents are allowing their older kids to have, screen-based interactions like, you know, FaceTime calls, video calls with friends and other family members, you know, because that's the only social interaction we're going to have largely, you know, in the coming days. So it's managing that, you know, in balance with other physical activities and so on would be also an important thing for parents to consider.
Just to finish on that point, Marie, do you worry about the impact that social media can have on the message that's getting through? So you have parents presenting their children with a calm and measured response to the pandemic, and then they jump on the internet and they're getting all these messages about how terrible the pandemic is, and it kind of wrecks the work that mum and dad have been able to do within their home?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it does go to extreme. So, you know, in terms of what parents are allowing their young people at home to be exposed to, they do need to monitor, you know, what they are accessing. You know, and again, that's where the open conversation is important. You know, so young people are so resourceful, they will find these things, regardless of what kind of parental controls, you know, parents try to put in place. So it's really around maintaining that open conversation, that trust between parents and young people, and inviting them to talk about these things and having discussions around how much of this do you think is real, you know, or how much of what do you think of, you know, is that a responsible way to respond to this? Is that a responsible way to be spreading information like that? And having that kind of conversation as opposed to, you know, clamping down and not even trying to talk about it, because that just tends to backfire with young people.
Professor Marie Yap is a psychologist with the Faculty of Medicine, Nursing and Health Sciences at Monash University. Marie, thank you so much for your time this morning. Very much appreciated.
Great to speak to you. Thank you.